This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's decided on a response for the weekend drone strike in Jordan that killed three Americans. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president gave no details on what the response will be, nor if this one may prevent more Iranian-backed militia attacks on U.S. forces, since past ones did not.
What will be different this time?
We'll see.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says to expect an appropriate response.
Not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
The balance is in sending a strong signal to the militias while not triggering a bigger conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. military officials at the Pentagon declined to comment on a statement by Iran-aligned Hezbollah announcing the suspension of all of its military operations against U.S. troops in the region.
We've seen those reports. I don't have a specific comment to provide other than actions speak louder than words.
Pentagon spokesperson Major General Patrick Ryder says there had already been three attacks against U.S. forces in the region since Sunday's drone attack on a base in Jordan that killed the three soldiers and wounded more than 40 others. Israeli forces disguised as civilian women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the occupied West Bank and killed three Palestinian militants. Tuesday's dramatic raid underscored how deadly violence has spilled into the territory from the war in Gaza. Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces opened fire inside the wards of the Ibn Sina Hospital in the town of Jenin. Hospital spokesperson says there was no exchange of fire, indicating it was a targeted killing. This is VOA News. North Korea's official news agency Wednesday released still photos of the state's latest missile test and said it carried out a strategic cruise missile drill on Tuesday. We have more from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
South Korea's military confirmed Tuesday's launch of multiple cruise missiles into the sea off its west coast. The North Korean official news agency, KCNA, said that the drill contributed to checking the Korean People's Army's rapid counterattack posture and improving its strategic striking capability, which typically refers to nuclear-capable weapons. The latest test for the missile marks the third time Pyongyang has tested cruise missiles in less than a week. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was sentenced to another 14 years in prison on Wednesday for, along with his wife. Now, also on Tuesday, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for leaking state secrets, the harshest sentence prior to Wednesday's verdict the cricket superstar has received yet, just days before the country's election. Reuters' Angela Johnson has more on the Tuesday conviction.
The special court found Khan guilty of making public the contents of a secret cable from Pakistan's ambassador in Washington to the Islamabad government, according to his party. Former Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi was also sentenced to 10 years in the same case. Khan's party plans to challenge the ruling. The former prime minister has been in jail since last August. That's when Khan was sentenced to 3 years in jail in a corruption case. He's been fighting dozens of cases since he was ousted from power in a parliamentary no-confidence vote about 2 years ago.
Infectious syphilis cases in the U.S. rose by 9% in 2022, according to a new federal government report released Tuesday on sexually transmitted diseases in adults. The rate of new gonorrhea cases fell for the first time in a decade, while chlamydia rates were relatively flat. Total cases of syphilis surpassed 207,000 in 2022. That count includes the most infectious stages of the disease, but also latent cases and cases in which pregnant women pass syphilis on to their babies. It is the highest count in the United States since 1950 and is rising in heterosexual men and women. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.